Do you know what? It's what a feeling. Last year, yeah, of course, we was gutted, we was disappointed. But last year it was an achievement just to be where we were, to get to the points tally, get into a playoff final. It was sort of building blocks. This year, there's more expectation on us. You know, so many times this year we've been questioned and criticised and not quite been at the races because of what everyone forgets is we had a 4-week summer last year. We had defeat in the playoff final. We had to bounce back and difficult spells, especially around the FA Cup games. Every time we achieved in the FA Cup, we had a disappointing result afterwards. We've managed to get the quarter final of the FA Cup and win a playoff final. And the staff have been brilliant, the board have been brilliant, but it's the players. The players have achieved.
Do you think the heartbreak of last year has almost made it taste that little bit better this time around?
It will for the dressing room, yes. Been in that position as a player, and I've been in the position now as a player, and it's definitely more satisfactory after coming off the back of a defeat last year. You know, we all want to be successful, but I wanted to see that moment where my captain picks a trophy up.
Let's talk about the game. Before we get to the goal, that save from Jordan Archer early on, just how critical was that?
Yeah, I thought it was good for 10 minutes and I thought Bradford dominated the rest. We were a threat, definitely a threat going forward, but they were better than us with the ball. And when they were on top, we didn't really give ourselves an opportunity to get up the park. And I couldn't quite get the messages on to the players during the first half. So at half-time, assistant manager Dave Livermore delivered a masterstroke tactically to the players, and I thought the players, you know, delivered the messages second half. I thought it was a lot more Millwall like, a lot more not aggressive in our nature challenges wise. We was aggressive with our positional play, and we got on the front foot, and I thought we dominated the second half.
Yeah, do you feel like you felt the goal coming? And well, what was the relief like when it did?
Well, I thought we was going to score from a set play. You know, our set plays are very, very good. Today, we must have had 15 corners and never really threatened. That was a disappointment. But I know with Morrison and Gregory, you know, something's always going to happen. There's always an opportunity for one of them or both of them to win the game. So I've never panicked that we weren't going to make chances. Sometimes it's just meant to be. And, you know, with Tony McMahon hitting the side netting right at the end when he should score, today was just our day.
How pleased were you with the players and how they held their nerve up until you scored the goal?
Great lad.
Was he a nervy for 80 minutes or so?
Yeah, it was. I've got really good leadership qualities in my group. I've got some real strong characters. I said during the week, made it very public, that this is probably the best dressing room I've been in 20 years of playing the game, as in camaraderie-wise. Reminds me, it's no coincidence that the best dressing rooms I played in were promotion dressing rooms and FA Cup success, and this is exactly the same.
You said before the game that you thought this would be the best way to go up, and now you've experienced it. Would you say the same?
Yeah, every success is merited. To celebrate like we did on the pitch, to have that moment, you know, it's awesome for the players. I'm pleased for my staff. I said to the boys in there, when you're a player, you don't realise how much work goes in behind the scenes. And they thanked my staff for that.
And you saw how much it meant to the fans at the end there.
Yeah, you know, it's not ideal. It's not quite the place for a pitch invasion. You know, I've got to be honest. Don't condone it whatsoever. I'm just hoping that there was no disrespect towards Stuart and his team. For me, I wanted to get them off because I wanted to see my players enjoy it. I wanted to see my players to take the admiration of the whole fan base, which happened in the end. I think it was overzealous. I think it was a lot of people wanting selfies and jumping about. So certainly don't condone it. But I'm hoping it was light-hearted.
What now? Celebrations tonight, no doubt?
Yes, I'm going to enjoy myself with my staff and my players and my family, definitely, and friends of the club. Because last year our after party was disappointing. This year is going to be a great evening. Plans are underway for next season. We had to plan. It's been difficult planning the last 3-4 weeks because you don't know what league you're going to be in. Now we know. Now we're going up. Now we're going to be in the Championship. We're going to be in a really, really tough league next year. And we've got to improve.
You must feel on the whole, though, it was the perfect way to cap off the season. What with the FA Cup run that you did have and even the EFL award, you know, it's a nice way, a satisfying way to round it off, surely.
Well, this year will be seen as one of the biggest successes in the club's history, I believe, because of, you know, if we'd failed today, it would have been, oh, good cup run, a playoff final, but we didn't quite get there. You know, everyone's going to look back and go, now, well, Family Club of the Year, how important that is to us. FA Cup quarter final, beat 3 Premier League teams along the way. Tottenham could beat anyone 6-0, so let's do it to the Champions of England the other night. But we've gained promotion. You know, that's credit to the group.